This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, yesterday I was sharing parents of public school students, what are we supposed to do? I'm highlighting what you need to do. I'm showing you the problem by giving you the answers, and I'm also showing you the responsible party as to what we're seeing today. We're going to continue on this venture. Before I do that, I also want to bring you over to the Bible or the Bayonet really quick, because if you remember rightly, Robert Winthrop, the Speaker of the House in the 1800s, said, men, in a word, must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or a power without them, either by the Word of God or by the strong arm of man. There is no in-betweenites, friends. Either by the Word of God or by the strong arm of man, either by the Bible or by the bayonet. Listen to your options. Men, in a word, must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or by a power without them. Either you're going to be ruled by the Word of God or by the strong arm of man, either by the Bible or by the bayonet. This is applicable to everybody listening to me right now. Again, there is no in-betweenites. Robert Winthrop rightly said that, Speaker of the House. I was just meeting with someone this morning, a new acquaintance, becoming a friend in Minneapolis. His wife is a first grade teacher in public schools. His brother-in-law is a teacher in public schools. He had shared with me this morning that his brother-in-law shared with him that he cannot believe the things that students get away with concerning the things that they do to their teachers today. The things that are being taught in elementary school in this country today is absolutely off the charts. And it holds true, friends, as to what I just said. Men, in a word, must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or by a power without them, either by the Word of God or by the strong arm of man. Folks, listen to me carefully. I do tea parties all over the country. I do churches all over the country. I do radio all over the country. I do television all over the country. I do colleges. We've done elementary schools. I've spoken to professors. And I have to tell you, friends, what's going on in public schools in the public arena today is completely unthinkable. And I want to go over to the tea parties really quick because, listen, there's some popular speakers, whatever that means, I don't know. You need to understand that God speaks to the heart, not the head. And God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. He's chosen the weak things of the world to confound that which is mighty. Period. But they have these popular speakers that are pulling in thousands of dollars every time they speak. It's very offensive to me because everything that we do, we have to raise funds in many cases to just speak into public schools because of all the federal cuts. But it's interesting how these popular speakers are saying everything that people want to hear. They've heaped up teachers to itch their itching ears rather than speaking to the heart and preaching the cross, law of grace. But it's interesting how the conservatives of the day love the intellectuals. And how are those intellectuals working out for you, friends? And it's not so much as to the things that they say that should bother you, but it's what they don't say. Those are the things that should bother you. And they're people pleasers in so many different aspects. And what's interesting about these intellectuals is they don't talk about the Word of God. They may make reference of the Constitution, but not to bring about context, to bring about resolve concerning the issues in this country today. Maybe that's what makes them popular, is they're crossless preachers. They're showing you the wide gate that leads to hell. They're driving the American people into the ditch only because the American people are subjecting themselves to them. And it's also interesting, these popular speakers are speaking to the people that are caught up into the political games of the day while they're completely forgetting about their posterity. Well, I want to hit the bullseye today and shoot the arrow where it needs to be shot today. And concerning the heart of the issue, concerning our future and our posterity, folks, I'm going to talk about what's going on in public schools again today. Public schools in America, friends, are becoming testing and training grounds for monitored police state. We've seen this across the country. We're seeing video systems, camera systems, metal detectors, armed guards in public schools. We did Red Lake High School in Bemidji, Minnesota, where Jeff Weiss walked in after he shot his grandpa, who is the sheriff, who walked into his public school and killed 9 students with a gun. Yesterday I'd shared with you, isn't it interesting how the things that used to take place in the 60s and that which preceded the 1960s in this country, the problems they had were kids talking out of turn and chewing gum. Now we have to worry about why students are walking into public schools and shooting up their campuses. Well, just see what they're feeding on. That's all you have to do. And don't forget about dangerous psychotropic drugs, but that's a different show, antidepressants. But why are they teaching young people a police state? Why is it that they have fences around their yard? They're being taught and they're being treated as if they're animals. And if you treat them like they're animals, they're going to act out as animals. But like I said, they have fences around their yards. They have armed guards walking through their public schools now. Why are they teaching young people a police state? Because, as I've said so many times, if they can demoralize you, they can indoctrinate you, they can control you, because they're banking on the fact that they're going to raise up a bunch of slaves that will be subservient to everything that the state, through an evolutionary view, dictates. That's why. Let me give you a couple scenarios here. If I might rewind just a moment, I'm going to give you some scenarios up and coming here. Isn't it interesting that in 1980, this is important that I bring this into this conversation because I touched on this for a moment yesterday, but in 1980, the Ten Commandments were taken out of schools in the case Stone versus Graham. And the court made the following statement, listen carefully. If the posted copies of the Ten Commandments like thou shalt not kill, or thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie, are to have any effect at all, it would be to induce the school children to read, meditate upon, perhaps venerate and obey the commandment, which is not a permissible objective. You heard me right. The Supreme Court said it's time to take the stop signs down. Well, what happens if you do that on a four-way stop, friends? What are you going to have? You're going to have disaster. So when they removed the stop signs because the American people allowed the Supreme Court to commit an oligarchy where they voted in favor of 3% concerning the 97% that said, no, you're going to get what you deserve.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Liberty, thanks for doing a good job down there, GCN. Thank you for doing a good job here, Sam, Buggy. We appreciate you guys. Also wanted to let you know, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, great news source, media outsource, combating the lies through the CIA-controlled media, which is bought and paid for, as you well know. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double D, Bradley Dean, double E. Folks, if you want to jump over on our Twitter account, you can do that as well. That is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. And if you would like to, please do, friends, jump over to our YouTube page, which is Bradley Dean on YouTube, Bradley Dean on YouTube. You won't be sorry. We've got a brand new one coming out again today at the end of the day, and it's a lot of time, effort, and I want to tell you the quality of these videos is done by none other than James Gillette, who did The Shark Is Still Working with Steven Spielberg. He so loves the ministry that he wants to be a part of it and actually put these things together for us. So, again, what we do is we bring a biblical constitutional answer to the issues in which we deal with today, and we give you the answers as to how to resolve the issues rather than to magnify the problem like the conservatives of the day, like the liberals of the day. These groups that are designed to divide and conquer, we the people, one against another. Let's think here, America. Let's think. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to jump on the phone, please do stick to the topic, talking about education today. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We have Philippians 2, I'm sorry, not Philippians. We have Philippians 2:5, yes. 1 Timothy 2:5. We have 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6, Acts 4:12. We follow the Christ, just so you know. And if you want to hear that a little bit slower, just listen to the replay, which is available 24 hours a day on GCN as well, folks. You have us ranked as the number one radio show right now out of 89 radio shows this very moment. We just checked it again, and we just want to tell you thank you very much for your listenership. Thank you very much for your listenership. Let's get back to this. I was just highlighting the fact that Robert Winthrop, the Speaker of the House, said that men in a word must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or by a power without them, either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man, either by the Bible or by the bayonet. During the first segment, I was highlighting the fact that the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberal, they make no reference to the word of God. Folks, what they're teaching and what they're using in their warfare, if they would like to call it, is a wooden blunt sword. We use the sword of the Spirit here, friends. Go to Hebrews 4:12. You'll understand what I'm talking about. Hebrews 4:12. Now, getting back to this, I highlighted right before the last segment, the end of last segment, that in 1980, the Ten Commandments were taken out of the schools in the case Stone versus Graham. The court made the following statement. Now, listen to this carefully. This is what the Supreme Court in Justice has said. If the posted copies of the Ten Commandments are to have any effect at all, it will be to induce the children, the school children, to read, meditate upon, perhaps venerate, and obey the commandments. They said, this is not a permissible objective. In other words, what they're saying, friends, for you to obey God's moral law, it's not a permissible objective. And look at the spiral, the downhill spiral that we have seen in this country, because the 97% of the American people stood down when they should have stood up and dealt with the Supreme Court by removing each and every one of them that said such outrageous, slanderous things concerning the Word of God. And that's exactly what they did. Like it or not, regardless if that's exactly what they said, I want to tell you what, that's exactly what they did. And if that's exactly what they did, it's exactly what they said, because action speaks a lot louder than words, my friends. Now let me give you a couple scenarios. High school in 1962 versus 2016. Johnny goes duck hunting before school and then pulls into the school parking lot with his shotgun in his truck, and he has in his truck his gun rack. In 1962, vice principal comes over, looks at Johnny's shotgun, goes to his car and gets his own shotgun to show Johnny. But in 2016, school goes into lockdown and the FBI is called. Johnny is hauled off to jail and never sees his truck or his gun again. Counselors are called in for traumatized students and teachers. This is what happens incrementally, slowly, over time, friends. A mentality that's taken on, and it's taken on because of what you have been taught. Scenario two, Tim and Mark get into a fist fight after school. 1962, crowd gathers. Mark wins the fight. Tim and Mark shake hands and end up becoming the best of friends. But in 2016, police called and a SWAT team arrives. They arrest both Tim and Mark. They are both charged with assault and battery and then expelled and put on probation. This isn't fictitious. This is your reality today, America. Jeremiah 6:16 comes to mind. The Lord told the children of Israel to go back to the old paths. And you know what the people said? They said, we will not. Scenario three, Jeffrey will not sit still in class. He continuously disrupts other students. 1962, Jeffrey is sent to the principal's office and given a good paddling. He then returns to class, sits still, and does not disrupt other students again. 2016, Jeffrey's given a huge dose of dangerous psychotropic drugs, Ritalin, after being diagnosed with attention deficit disorder, which is all created, by the way. Jeffrey now becomes a zombie. The family now gets a check from the government, and Jeffrey becomes disabled. And the rest of us that work get to support him. Scenario four, Billy breaks a window on his neighbor's car. 1962, his dad gives him a good whipping with his belt, and Billy never does it again. You know, the Bible tells us that he who withholds the rod hates his son. I'll tell you what, there's a lot of folks out there that are letting the state hate on their children, aren't they? By obeying the state rather than the word of God. The Bible tells us we're to train up a child in the way that they go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. It also tells us not only those that withhold the rod hate their children, but if we love them, we will drive it far from them. That's real love, friends. 2016, Billy's dad is arrested for child abuse. Billy is then removed from his home and sent to foster care and later joins a gang. The state psychologist is told by Billy's sister that she remembers being abused as well. Their dad then goes to prison. Billy's mom has an affair with a psychologist. Folks, this is not fictitious. This is a reality. And I can tell you that firsthand right there. Scenario 5, Bradley gets a headache and takes some aspirin in a public school. Bradley shares aspirin with another student who also has a headache. 1962, Bradley's fellow student thanks him and they both feel better. The headache's gone. In 2013, the police are called. Bradley is sent to jail and then to treatment for drug violations. Bradley's car is searched for drugs and weapons. Does this sound like this is way out there, friends? Because, again, this is your reality, America. It's the reality that you have allowed the so-called self-proclaimed educators to bring you to. And isn't it interesting, where there is the Word of God missing, you see the curse taking root every single step of the way. It's just a fact. Again, there is no in-between. Men and a word must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or by a power without them, either by the Word of God or by the strong arm of man. And it's exactly my point. Either by the Bible or by the bayonet. Robert Winthrop warned long ago, the former Speaker of the House. Former Speaker of the House. What's happening in public schools, I have to tell you firsthand. I've shared this with you many years ago, but I'll bring it up to you again just so you can understand. Folks, out of the 360 high schools that I've done across the country, I honestly cannot tell you how many times I wasn't sure if I was going to get shot during my assembly. And it's not the fear of man or the fear of consequence. As long as I belong to the Lord, whatever happens, that's His business, not mine. But to be a part of the answer, you have to take it on the enemy's turf. And the children, the young people, they're not the enemies. Many of the teachers are, but many of the teachers are not. Going back to the first segment here, speaking with my friend, his brother was and is a public school teacher. He told him today what the students get away with is absolutely incredible. Yeah, it is absolutely incredible. I shared with him, and this was new information to him, I said, did you know that 86% of those that send their kids into public schools today, they're the ones that are complaining about what's going on and the illegalities of the federal government through a violation of Article 10? Because the federal government has no business teaching anybody's kids anywhere in this country. Did you know that? I said, they're the professed Christians. They're not the Christians. It's a lack of Christianity. I said, it's the conservatives, yesterday's liberals, and today's self-proclaimed patriots. You know, those that are to maintain the law. Well, folks, they're derelict of duty.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sons of Liberty folks, want to give a quick shout out to our new affiliate WEZS 1350 AM, Laconia, New Hampshire. Again, a new affiliate, WEZS 1350 AM, Laconia, New Hampshire. Just wanted to welcome you aboard and thank you for your trust. One of the things that we were just talking about a moment ago were the scenarios, things that are taking place in the country, in the United States of America. And with the given scenarios that I shared with you, they're not fictitious. One of the things that I brought up is Jeffrey is given a huge dose of Ritalin after being diagnosed with a ADD. And I said it's completely fictitious. I want you to know carefully, and again, this is a different show, but I want to validate what I say here. And I want to take it right from their own mouths. Leon Eisenberg, the scientific father of ADHD, you know, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, in his last interview right before his death, he said that ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. Hey, folks, you leave off the rod, you take on the curse. You leave off the chastisements, you bring on the curse. You disobey God at every given step to the very degree that you disobey is going to be the very degree that you take on the curse. But let me say this again. ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. This is from Leon Eisenberg. Whoa, he's going to meet his judge. And the last thing he tells the world is he's made billions of dollars off the stupidity of the American people. in other countries as well. But ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease, said he. Craziness, friends. What the American people have succumbed to is extraordinary to me. And not in a good way, not in a positive way. Parents of public school students, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to do what the Lord commands you to do. You have blessings. They're your kids. You're to train them up. You're not to hand them over to some communist that calls herself a teacher and that just goes along to get along, no matter what it is that comes down from the top, when it shouldn't be coming down from the top, talking of the federal government in any sense of the word in the first place. A Wisconsin principal told me that every 3 to 7 years, science and history books are being changed. He said it with a smile on his face. He said, whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. America, why is it that federal government is indoctrinating your children? Why is it that you've given them permission to do so? Look at the results over the last 60 years in this country. And by the way, it was the church's job once again to be the educators. And the parents were to be the educators. Homeschoolers to be the educators. And isn't it interesting how the media even targets homeschoolers as being those weirdos over there that are not a part of the club that we've created? Speaking of which, let's jump over to history. In Virginia, a state review committee found a slew of errors in many history textbooks. A committee of five historians caught errors ranging from the incorrect year John Rolfe married Pocahontas to quotes that did not even appear in historical records. They added, friends. They took away. They rewrote. They revised. Concerning history, one book illustrated Virginia soldiers in the Revolutionary War wearing red coats when in fact they wore blue. This is all designed. Read Daniel 9. Another textbook erroneously stated many colonial Americans were illiterate. Folks, nothing could be further from the truth. Nothing could be further from the truth. I'm going to bring that as a matter of fact. I mean, just think about those illiterate idiots established something over 240 years later. Let me tell you, friends, you read George Washington, who dropped out of school in the eighth grade. You read his farewell address that was literally written for students in public schools, friends. All the way up until 1962, virtually everybody knew George Washington's farewell address. He said, without religion and morality, which are the essential pillars of civil society, what's going to happen? Here we are. Hey, folks, if you can get through reading George Washington's writing, that eighth grade dropout, without having to look up a dictionary, I will give you accolade after accolade after accolade concerning how smart you are. And folks, that's just George Washington. Has anybody taken the time to see Thomas Jefferson's library in Washington, D.C.? Oh, my goodness. Has anybody taken the time to read John Adams' writings? Oh, my goodness. What did that mean? I mean, and the dude didn't even need to use ostentatious erudition. He didn't need to quote other people. It's what was coming out of his mouth that, I'm sorry, out of his heart. That was astounding. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. But to allow your history books to claim that colonial Americans were illiterate, folks, they knew Latin, they knew Hebrew, they knew Greek. It wasn't just English. They were very proper in whatever they did. Matter of fact, next week we're going to pick up off of this point right here, and I'm going to show you how illiterate our forefathers were. Retired librarian of Virginia, historian Brett Tarter, wrote in his review of one textbook, Our Virginia, I also found some very significant omissions, some internal inconsistencies, and some erroneous or questionable descriptions and analysis of historical events. Some are so ludicrous and difficult to explain that I cannot understand where the misinformation came from. Well, let me tell you this, sir. It's misinformation. There's no doubt it's purposed. It's not like it just randomly happened. And I'm going to prove that in just a moment here. I want you to know, everybody that's listening to me even now, that is illegal. If you find errors in textbooks in public schools today, you take them to court. And there's many law firms in the United States of America that will get behind you free of charge. See, the problem is these law firms can't find people to take it to the enemy. This is craziness. It's absolutely out of hand what's going on in public schools. Let's go to math really quick. I'm sorry, let's go to science first. In textbooks all across America, science, which by the way defines out as the study of creation, is well known for being laced with dangerous theories of evolution, which wars against Christianity, the Bible, God, and His law, which is the foundation of our constitutional republic. Remember, Andrew Jackson said the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Of course. That is why evolution was illegal to teach in schools at the time of the 1925 Scopes trial. And again, I shared this with you yesterday, but listen carefully. In complete contradiction to America's foundational principles, then folks, an atheist can't dispute this. Have him call in. I'll prove my point. 1-866-582-9933. The National Education, as they call themselves, Association agrees with humanism. Humanism is summed up in the following excerpt by John Dumphy in his article, A Religion for a New Age. Listen carefully as to what your enemy has to say. What he said in the dark is now being brought to the light. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed. There's nothing hid that shall not be made known. The Bible is not merely another book. No, of course it's not. I want to tell you why. The Bible without the Holy Spirit is like a lantern without the light. Okay? Because the Bible tells us that the letter killeth, but the Spirit bringeth life. And isn't it interesting, when people get angry, it's always at the Christ of God. Because the Holy Spirit bears witness. And what does the Holy Spirit do? John 16, He comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. The reason the Bible is dangerous is the same reason a cop is dangerous to a man or a woman committing a crime. Okay? That's the problem. See, the Bible, he said, is not merely another book. It has and remains an incredibly dangerous book. I'm convinced that the battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their role as the proselytizers of a new faith. This is what's going on in schools. They're telling on themselves. We have their names. They don't have the law on their side. You do. These teachers must embody the same dedication as the most rabid fundamentalist preachers. That would be me. For they will be ministers of another sort, utilizing a classroom instead of a pulpit to convey humanist values in whatever subject they teach. Now listen to the blasphemy. The classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new. The rotting corpse of Christianity, together with all of its adjacent evils and misery, and the new faith of humanism, resplendent in its promise of a world in which the never realized Christian ideal of love thy neighbor will be finally achieved. Oh my goodness. Now folks, that is an individual who knows what he is saying. That is a wicked man. He knows what's right, but he chooses to do the wrong. That's the definition of a wicked man before God. You know, the Bible tells us that God is angry with the wicked every day. Has anybody seen the recompense concerning people like this? It's not good. If you go to Psalm 50, it tells us, consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. Well, you can see that happening in this country today. It's becoming the hell that these people mean to create. But see, the problem is they don't understand the consequence yet until they get there. It's like the rich man in the book of Luke, who would have nothing to do with Moses and the prophets until he ended up in hell. And then he asked Father Abraham to go warn his five brothers. And what did Abraham say to him? He said, if they will not hear Moses, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. That would be the Christ. Folks, these people are dangerous, and there is going to be hell to pay literally at the end of their road.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long-forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Time that mean to tear away or war against Christianity, but when they advocate for some reason, it's okay. Like that of the Muslims. Oh, we covered history. We covered science. What about math? In Texas, the State Board of Education found a total of, listen carefully, in math, 109,263 errors in math textbooks reviewed for use. This was in 2008 alone. Did you hear what I said? And this is just happening accidentally. 109,263 errors. Folks, what's happening in schools is exactly what happened with the older generation concerning politics. You just let them get away with it. Again, I'm talking to the responsible party. It's not like I can blame anybody else for what's happening here, right? 109,263 errors in math textbooks reviewed for use back in 2008 alone. And nobody caught this? Yeah, somebody did. And that's why we're bringing it to you. Yes, I said 109,000. 263 errors found in the math books. The board had to go so far as to place a possible fine of $5,000 per error found if they were not fixed by spring of the same year. Isn't it interesting, just to show you how far backwards people have gone, isn't it interesting we've had history books, which have been history to a certain point in our history, in our country, and it's been solidified, validated. Isn't it interesting how a new group of people comes along and says, we don't want that in our history books anymore because it stands contrary to who we are and what we need to advocate. So what they do is they get it removed, and somehow they do it. And again, they're working to tear away at the law. Right? But you have the law on your side. But the problem is that you let them do it. And then when you blatantly catch them with a smoking gun in hand to find 109,263 errors, the board had to go so far as to place a possible fine of $5,000 per error found if they were not fixed by spring in the same year. Which I see at length what they're doing here. And it's all good. But the point is, you know what? Why the delay? Why the delay? Going forward, you know, in certain schools in the country, folks, American public schools are now being indoctrinated with the Muslim religion. Folks, you don't have a foreign enemy. You have, let me say it this way. You have many foreign enemies because of what you've allowed politicians to do to their prospective countries. There's no doubt. But I want to tell you, those that are warring against you in this country, no one's warring against you more than those special interest groups working through politicians on a daily basis to remove your foundations, to remove who you are, your Christian, your constitutional heritage, by giving way to those that mean to destroy this country. Nobody has. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. You're not, there's not a, folks, what's happening in your country, let me remind you, for the record, a foreign enemy couldn't have dreamed of doing what they have, what you have allowed politicians to do to you and your country. In public schools, they're beginning to teach young people little by little, incrementally, it's part of the curse again, Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, learning to become a Muslim, fasting for Ramadan, learning the five pillars of Islam, memorizing verses of the Quran. I thought there was lines between church and state, which of course there is not, but these people have no business whatsoever driving their religion upon anybody in this country. And it shows you, once again, they're not here to assimilate, they're here to conquer. Adopting a Muslim name, staging a jihad war against non-Muslims in public schools? Are you kidding me, America? Are you beginning to understand why I say that you that our young people are being subjected to everything and protected from nothing? Here, let me give you the resolve, and if I have a little time, I want to play this millennial who goes for a job interview as a whole. Folks, it's worth your time to listen to this. The federal government of the United States of America has no lawful authority over the education of the young. Why are they doing it? Because you're letting them do it. The 10th Amendment to the Constitution states, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Now do your math. Put this together. The federal government is a creature of the state. Who gave the federal government, a creature of the state, permission and authority to do the things that they're doing today? Just asking. For as much as I know the American people would love to blame corrupt politicians for all of the illegal acts going on and the things that have been implemented, and rightly so, I don't say that we don't deal with them. Yes, we deal with them, but we start with ourselves. I have to divert from these criminals to the people that are responsible for sending their children to the cesspool of un-American, unconstitutional, and therefore illegal indoctrination of indoctrination centers known as public schools. I want you to think of one more thing, and I'm going to play this. William Bennett, former education secretary under Ronald Reagan, said, in America today, the longer you stay in school, the dumber you get. This was back in the 80s. What is the excuse for what's being tolerated today. More people care about the Super Bowl than they do their own kids. More people care about the Super Bowl than little babies in the womb. More people care about the Super Bowl than marriage. And it shows you how much they hate the Lord. They serve their idols, and yet they have the audacity to call themselves Christians, 78%. Listen to this, friends. I end the show with this. This is an interview by what they call a millennial. Why they're naming them that, I have no idea. But this is an interview, and folks, it is not too far from the truth. Listen carefully.
Amy, it says you are trained in technology. That's very good. Are you adept at Excel?
No.
PowerPoint?
No.
Publisher?
Not really.
Exactly in what area of technology are you proficient?
Snapchat, Pinterest, Instagram, Vine, Twitter. You know the big ones.
I'm surprised you didn't say Facebook.
That's for old people, like my parents. That's funny.
Well, Amy, when you're working for me, you have to have those kind of research skills, because I'll send you things for you to comb through and get the answers and send them to me. So for that, you've got to be really good at technology.
For stuff like that, no problem. I'll just ask Siri.
You'll just ask Siri?
You know, Siri tell me this, Siri find me that. We're all good getting you the answers.
Tell Siri I want you ready to go at 8 sharp each and every morning.
I don't understand.
What don't you understand?
What you just said.
You don't understand be ready to go?
No. You said 8, right?
Yes.
8, like in the morning, 8?
Yes, in the morning.
Yeah. That kind of doesn't work for me. Who gets up at 8?
I do.
I Skype with my French boyfriend in Paris until like 3 in the morning. I don't even get to Starbucks until like 10, where I order my grande chai tea latte, 3 pump skim milk, light water, 2% foam, extra hot, but not too hot. So if it's okay, I work best in the morning at 10:45.
Wow. Amy, I don't think we're going to be a good fit.
Why are you so negative? I can sense your hostilities, and right now I am not feeling very safe. I've been here for over 5 minutes, and the only nice thing you have said to me was nice resume, which I typed all night for this meeting with you. You've given me no guidance, no validation, no encouragement, no supervision. Is there an HR director somewhere?
HR director?
Yes, I need to speak to someone. I may have to take off today as a mental health day.
Take the day off. Amy, look at me. You don't work here.
Are you firing me?
Okay, yes.
Now, folks, did you know that many schools across the country, putting that up to this, you were required to pass Bible courses before you could graduate high school. I have the books here. All the way up until 1962, prayer was the norm for virtually every school in America, and the Ten Commandments were posted in school hallways. So you've exchanged freedom and liberty in Christ, 2 Corinthians 3:17, for what you just heard. And as funny as it may sound to some, what's not funny is the fact that it's a reality. So if it's funny enough to become a joke to some, just keep in mind, at length, the joke is on you. Either you're going to bless them today and fight for them and love on them in truth and liberate them in truth, or else they're going to be your representatives one day. And that ain't going to be good. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. See ya.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.